Today's daf is Menachis daf Yudches, and we have three lines from the bottom of daf Yudches Amid Beis. So yesterday, in middle of the daf, we turned our attention from the sugis of Pigel, the very difficult and lumdish sugis of Pigel, to a rather straightforward Mishnah. The Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yudches Amid Aleph discussed different halachas that the Torah mentions with regards to Menachis. Not all halachas pertain to all menachas, but these are all menachas-related halachas. And the Mishnah discusses what happens if these mitzvahs were not done. Does that b'dieved make the mincha possible or not? Said the Mishnah, lo yotzak, lo bola, lo pites, lo molach, lo heinif, lo higish, lo shepitetam, pita merubais, v'lo moshchan. So all of the aforementioned, the Mishnah said, was going to be ksheira. The Gemara discussed the first halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, which was lo yatzak. So we know that there were three servings, so to speak, of oil that were put into every karban mincha. The kohen would take the klisharis, he would pour oil, then he would put soilus on top of the oil, put more oil, do the belila, and after belila, he would put a third serving of oil. That third serving was known as yitzika, and as we saw in the Gemara yesterday, there's a tzad in the Gemara that it was actually an avoid. If it was an avoid, it would have to be done with a kohen. And the Gemara came out l'maskana that when the Mishnah says lo yatzak sheira, it doesn't mean that if there was no yitzika done at all, that the mincha is going to be kosher. Because shina hakasav la'akev, the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Yitzika more than one time, clearly suggesting that it is Ma'akev. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Lo Yatzak? It means Lo Yatzak Koyin Elazar. In other words, the Tana of the Mishnah holds that even though there's a mitzvah Yitzika, it's Ma'akev in the carbon, but at the same time it's Ksheir Bazar. It's no different than Shchita, which is Ma'akev in a carbon, but it's Ksheir Bazar. So essentially the halacha of the Mishnah was that Yitzika Lav Avoidehi, thus Lo Yatzak, not Lo Yatzak Klal, but Lo Yatzak Koyin Elazar is going to be kosher. The Gemara said, Masnis and the Laker Reb Shimon, because there's a brisa where Reb Shimon discussed an idea of a koyin she'ena moida ba'avoida. We'll see more about that later in the daf. Ein lo'y chelik b'gohuna. And he learned it from a pasuk that discusses a specific avoida, ha'makrib esnam ha'shlomim, ve'esachelav mibnei yaharin lo'y tia she'kayom and lamona. Only someone that believes in ha'makrib esnam ha'shlomim ve'esachelav, he is going to get the she'kayom and lamona. But a koyin that doesn't believe in the avoida will not. As said Reb Shimon, even though the pasuk singles that one sug avoida, the truth is that it relates to another 15 avoidas. And he went on to list tesvav avoidas. The first of Reb Shimon's list of 15 was ayitzikas. Clearly, Reb Shimon is describing yitzikas as an avoid. If it's an avoida, it has to be done with a kohen. Thus, the Mishnah that says liyatza kohen elazar ksheira is the like Reb Shimon. Because according to Reb Shimon, yitzika avoidahi. So the Gemara picks up on that. No, my time at the Rabbon, what's the makar to the Rabbon that hold yitzika lav avoidahi, that it's kosher bizarre. Oh, my crotch learned that from the pasuk. It says viyatza kaleo shemen. The Nosan Oleho Levoina. So the Torah, when it's describing the carbon mincha, so the Torah mentions Yitzika, then the Torah says, take the Levoina, put the Levoina into the Klisharis, and afterwards, the Hevia El Bnei Aharon HaKoyim, take the mincha, hand it over to the Koyanim, the Kamatz, and let the Koyan do Kmitza. Say the Chachamim, read the Pasik. Mi Kmitza Ve'elach Mitzvah Skuhuna. It sounds like only from the Kmitza forward is the halacha that you require Bnei Aharon HaKoyanim. But anything that happens before, not. Limidal Yitzika and Blila for that matter. Shekshayr is up. Reb Shimon says it's true. The simple reading of the pasuk would suggest that it's only Mikmitza Ve'elach, stating that Bnei Aharon HaKoyanim Mikra Nidrash Lefanov Ula Akrav. The Torah sandwiched the words Bnei Aharon HaKoyanim between the mitzvah of Yitzika and the mitzvah of Kmitza. So that's true. The man on the street who sits down, he's Mavasedra, the way he reads the pasuk is Ve'heviya El Bnei Aharon HaKoyanim, and only then the Kamatz Misham, it's Mikmitza Ve'elach that you need a Kohen. But says Reb Shimon, Mikra Nidrash, not only Lefanov, but La'akrav as well. And being that the Torah wrote Yitzika, then mentioned Bnei Aharon, we say that Bnei Aharon is not only going forward on the Kmitza, but it's going backwards on the Yitzika as well. And it's for that reason Reb Shimon holds that even though the simple reading of the pasuk would suggest that it's only Mikmitza Ve'elach that you need a Kohen, but based on the idea of Mikra Nidrash Lefanov, of Ula Achrav, it comes out that Yitzika require a kohen. How could Reb Shimon say that? But Tanya, we have information about Reb Shimon, also in Kachem, by the way. But the point is, what you see, Reb Shimon does not hold Mikra Nidra Shlofan V'Lachrov. Where is that? A Brais of Elokach HaKoy Midah Machates Betzboi V'Nosan Al Karnois HaMizbeach. So the context is the Hazois that the Koyim was doing with the Karban Chates, which we know was different than the Zrikois that the Koyim did with all the other Karbanos. Ordinarily, the Koyim would take the Kli Shareis, the Mizrok, and he would shove it in the direction of the Mizbeach, and the dam would go from the Kli Shareis onto the Mizbeach. A Karban Chatas was done differently. There the Kohen had a mitzvah of Tfilas Etzba. He would take his finger, dunk it into the dam, and with his finger he would put it on the Karnes on Mizbeach. So that's the context. V'lokach HaKohen Midam HaChatas, which the Gemara Darshins is referring to the mitzvah of Kabbalah, Be'etzba'oi. He takes his finger, V'nosam Al Karnes on Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Be'etzba'oi V'lokach Melamish Leiteke Bola elabiyamin. Be'etzboi v'nosam alamish al teit nesina elabiyamin. Tana Kam in this brisa says that being that the Torah wrote the word etzba between v'lokach and v'nosan, and we know wherever it says the word etzba, what does that mean? Yamin. And it wrote it between v'lokach, which means kabbalah, and v'nosan, which means zrika. So from here we learn that both kabbalah and zrika, or hazah, have to be with the right hand of the kohen. I'm Reb Shimon, v'chinem yad b'kabbalah. It doesn't say yad b'kabbalah. It says yad moving forward with regards to the Venasa. This is Reb Shimon Sheet of Kibbutz Mal Kosh. So what's the machloikis between the Tanakam Reb Shimon and this Brice of the Mikri Nidrish of Honovalachra Kamifligi? Reb Shimon says Etzba is only going forward. It's going on the Venasa. The Tanakam holds it's going forward and it's also going backward. It's also going on the Velokach. The bottom line is Reb Shimon Sheet is that you don't say Mikri Nidrish Lefonov Ulachra. You can move it forward, but you can't move it backward. It's a steer. This Reb Shimon says that how do you know you'd see requires koyim, because although it says b'nei yaharim v'kamatz, but it's also going backwards on the v'yatzak. Here, Reb Shimon says just the opposite. Reb Shimon says that the word etzba is only going on the nosan; it's not going backwards on the lokach. Thus, Reb Shimon shita of kibel b'smol kasha. So the Gemara says that can't be pshana Reb Shimon. Ela hainu time with Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon hold that yitzika requires koyim? If anything, the simple reading, the mavasedra reading of the pasuk, would seem to suggest that it's only mikvitz of the elach. Says the Gemara, the via, because when the Torah says that after you do the yitzika and you put the levoina on top of the mincha, take the mincha and hand it over to the kehanim so they should be able to do the kmitza. The Torah says v'hevia with a vav meisav al yin rishon, and the vav is mechaber the two parshiyos. It connects the two parshiyos so that we say just like this parsha that we're about to mention mikmitza ve'elach needs kayin, so to the previous pasuk, Yitzika, Balila, putting the Levina into the Klisharis, that requires kayin as well. For eating Gemara, Sav Rav Shimon Vav Moisav Al Inyan Rishayin, Elameyata, or Geshmaki Kasha, the Chsiv Vishachat as Ben Abakar, Vekupin the Meharim Kanaz Adam, Vizarku Hadam. The pasuk says, Vishachat as Ben Abakar, this is referring to the Karban Oila mentioned right in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. After Yishach the Ben Abakar, the Bnei Aharon should take the dam and bring it to the Mizbeach. We know Vekrivo over there means Kabbalah, and we learn from there, V'Kabbalah Ve'elach, Mitzvah Kuhuna Malamed Sheshchita Ksheir Bazar. So what's the Makar that Shechita's Ksheir Bazar? So it's mentioned right in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, Zvachim Yadal and Amid Beis, and then it's one of the ideas that keep on repeating itself throughout Shas. Shechita Ksheir Bazar. What's the Makar Shechita Ksheir Bazar? Same, a similar makar to what we're discussing in our sugya. Veshachad as ben abakar doesn't say anything about a koyin. And then the krivu b'nei yaharoin, which means kabbalah, so mi kabbalah ve'elach, you need a koyin. What's the kasha? Either Reb Shimon, if Reb Shimon holds that vav is mechaber, and therefore even though by the mincha where it says b'nei yaharoin is mikmitz ve'elach, but the vav says that what's mentioned earlier also requires koyin. To say the same thing over here. Say vav mois valinyan rishon and shchita hachen ami bazar tei psula. Let shchita be possible bazar. Because even though it says b'nei haron from v'hikrivu, but it says v'hikrivu with a vav. That should be mechaber to what it said earlier v'shacha. So if Reb Shimon holds that yitzika requires koyin based on the vav, Reb Shimon should hold shchita requires koyin based on a vav. And from all the Reb Shimons that we've had throughout Masechtas Zvachim HaMenachis, and Reb Shimon is mentioned a lot as a Das Yachid in some of the very important sugyas in Kachin. But we've never had a Reb Shimon that argues with the idea of Shechita Ksheir Bazar. We'd have to go back and revisit many, many sugyas if there's a Tana, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who's of the opinion that Shechita is Psula Bazar. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, a very big Chiddush. You're right. Reb Shimon holds with the Vav, and that's what Reb Shimon knows, Yitzik is Psula Bazar. If that's the case, Shechita should also be Psula Bazar. If the Makar that Shechita is Ksheir Bazar would be Vishachat Ben as Ben Abakar v'hikrivu, you're right, Reb Shimon would have argued. But Reb Shimon had a different makar. It's learned out from the Samach, the Shachat. Right before the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Shechita, the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Smicha, and Mas Smicha Bazar, Mas Shechita Bazar. Right, Reb Shimon has a different makar. Reb Shimon's makar that Shechita's Kreir Bazar is not v'hikrivu v'elach. If it was v'hikrivu v'elach, the Vav would knock it out. Just like it does by Mikmitza v'elach. The reason Reb Shimon holds Shechita Kreir Bazar is a different makar. It says v'samach, then it says v'shachat. Just like Smicha's Kreir Bazar, so to Shechita is going to be Kshayr Bazar. Faith to Gemara. Im Smicha Babayim, Lav Shechita Babayim. If the Makar that Shechita is Kshayr Bazar is based on a Hekish to Smicha, Smicha is Kshayr Bazar. But there's more that you need than for the Soymech not to be a Kayan. The Soymech actually had to be the Bailam. Smicha was something that had to be done by Bailam. That's why there were Mamadois with the Karbonos Sibor, because all of Klal Yisrael is the Bailam, and we had to find a way for there to be representatives of the entire Jewish nation every time a Karbon Sibor was going to be brought, because the mitzvah Smicha is a Din Bailam. So the question is, if Shechita's Mekar, that it's Ksher Bazar, is Dumi the Smicha, so let's take the Hekish further and say, Mas Smicha Bailam, Av Shechita Bailam. So the Gemara says, Ahulei Matzah Zamrit. That can't be true. Why? Kalvachaymer umaz rika the ikka kapara loy baya bailam adich rika, which is the ikka kapara, doesn't require bailam. Shechita the lab ikka kapara like kolshkein. Then shechita, which is not the ikka kapara, certainly shouldn't need bailam. Vechitema says the Gemara, you'll tell me that's what kind of kalvachaymer is that? Ain dar an efshim ishi efshim. Maybe Zrika would need bailam. The problem is shechita's psula bazar. Shechita needs a kayin. I'm sorry, Zrika's psula bazar. Zrika needs a kayin. Shechita, however, which is ksheir bazar, maybe does need bailam. How could you tell me shechita doesn't need bailam because Zrika doesn't need bailam? Maybe Zrika does need bailam. Or Zrika would need Bailam if it were feasible. The reason there's no Din Bailam by Zrika is not possible. It's a Yefsha. Because it's Psula Bazar. It has to be a Kayin. And if the Bailam's not a Kayin, then obviously the Bailam won't be able to do Zrika. But Shechita, which is Ksheira Bazar, maybe it should be require Bailam as well. Dumi Dismich. And don't tell me Zrika Teichiach based on a Kalvachimer. It's not a good Kalvachimer. Because Ain Donin Efshim Ishi Efshim. But the Gemara says, I hear, I have a different Makar how I know that Shechita doesn't need Bailam. Because Goli Rachmano Beyoimaki Purim Veshachatas Parachatas Asholoi. The Torah says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he brought his Chatas, he himself had to do the Shechita. The Shachat, the Kohen Gadol, had to do the Shechita on the Parachatas Asher Loi. And we learn from there, Michal the Shechita Ba'am Loi Binim Bailam. Because if Shechita always needs Bailam, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the Kohen Gadol had to shecht his own par on Yom Kippur? He's the Bailam. Of course he had to shecht his own par. Elamai Shechita does not need Bailam. Thus, we have a limud that Shechita's Ksheir Bazar, according to Reb Shimon. How do I know that? V'samach v'shachat, just like Smicha's Ksheir Bazar, so to Shechita's Ksheir Bazar. But at the same time, I also know that I can't learn Mas Smicha Bebailam Av Shechita Bebailam. Why do I know that? Because I have a limud that teaches me that the Kohen Gadol himself had to be the one that did the Shechita on Yom Kippur. Aye, he's the Bailam. So typically, of course, he has to do the Shechita. It was his par. V'shachatas parachatas asher loy. He is the Bailam. The Torah says he's the Bailam. Must be. There's no halacha that Shechita requires Bailam. So either way, what comes out from this sugya is we know Shechita ksheira bazar. And throughout Shas, the makar that's brought is v'shachat as ben abakar v'hikrivu bnei Aharon akanim as adam v'zarku mikabol of elach mitzvah skuna. Really, it's only one of two makaris. Now we know the rest of the story. That is the makar according to the Chacham. But there is a shitas Reb Shimon who holds in Masechtas Menachos that Yitzika's psula bazar, and based on Reb Shimon's methodology regarding Yitzika, it would then emerge that this drasha would not work in Reb Shimon's world. Thus, he needs a new drasha. What's the new drasha? It says v'samach, then it says v'shachat. Mas micha ksher rebizar af shchita ksher rebizar. The Gemara asked the kasha, if it's learned out from smicha, then maybe it should need bailam. And the Gemara said, I know for sure it doesn't need bailam. Either kal v'chaymer from zrika, or if you're going to tell me ain't done an efshar mishi efshar, there's a pasuk that says that the par on Yom Kippur required shchita by the Kohen Gadol, even though he's anyways the bailam. So you say meres that the fact that the Kohen Gadol is the Bailam wouldn't in and of itself be Mechayev the Shechita. I need a new pasuk to tell me that he has to be the one to do the Shechita, because there is no halacha that the Bailam has to do the Shechita. So Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, but at the same time, Shechita does not have to be done with the Bailam. The Bailam did not have an obligation to do Shechita. The truth is that one Ha'ara, and then maybe we'll speak out a little bit more Ray later, and that is a Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, it's in Yoredeya, and Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel. So it's actually a Drush Chassam Sofer. he says at the end that what I'm about to tell you is divrei agada, but at the same time it's mechuvonim him la'alocha ve'ezras Hashem yizbar. So he says like this, I'll quote, hine, afal pi d'shchitas kachim k'sher bizar, even though shchitas kachim is k'sher bizar, mikol makim roiv pa'amim hayu ha'kehanim zoiv chenas ha'kachim v'loiv yisraelim. He says, historically speaking, most times shchita was not done by the zar. It was done by the kohen. Amnam nire, the b'char behema, that there was one carbon with the bailin themselves, the original owner, used to do the shchita. And that was b'char. That the Bailam of the Bechar would be the ones, they were giving it over to the Kohen, but they themselves would be Zoyveach Ba'atzman, V'loyal Yidei Shliach, Afilu Kohen. Says the Chassam Sofer why. So he says the reason is because the mitzvah or the carbon of Bechar is Keneged Makas Becharis. Right? It's a pasuk. V'ayukin Shalchu Bincha Machalemer Mazlois, V'amarta Elov, you should tell him, V'yarig Hashem Kol Bechar Be'eretz Mitzrayim Becharad Ba'Bechar Behemo. Al Kein Ani Zoyveach Lashem Kol Peter Rechem Ascharim V'chol Bonayef. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle of Makas Becharis, it was Ani V'lo Shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it by himself. So it says the Chassam Sofer there was a Messiah in Klal Yisrael, Mida Keneged Mida, that the Yidden would always do the Shechita of the carbon Bechar by themselves. So whoever owned this Bechar, he was giving it over to the Kohen. But he himself would be the one that would come to the Beis HaMikdash, he would do the Shechita, even if he's a Zar, Shechita Ksheira Bezar, and the reason he did it was Mida Keneged Mida. And then he teaches the Psukim, what's the son? This is one of the Arba Banim. What's the question? So Pashi, he wants to know what's going on, like what's this all about? Says the No, this is a brisk alambin. He wants to know, Mazois, why are you doing the shchita? I know shchita ksheir bizar, but still, you can give it over to a kohen. Roiv pa'amim hoya kohanim zoiv chenas akachim v'lo yisraelim. So why are you doing it yourself? See, for Martel, you know, you should tell him, Vayarik Hashem kol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim. It was Hashem ani v'lo yishliach b'b'char adam ad b'char behema. Okay, and it's for that reason ani zoiveach. I'm doing it myself. Me too. I'm being Mekayim the same ani v'loy shliach. And then he says at the end, it's for that reason we find that Klai Yisrael, whenever they do the mitzvah, pidyon haben, they never do all the shech. Right, bris mila, you hand it over to a shliach. A moel usually does the bris mila. There are mitzvahs that people do all yidei shliach. But pidyon haben, it's for the same reason. And he fears always, v'chol b'char ani efter. That pidyon haben, like the mitzvah of bringing the carbon bechar, being that it's keneged the mitzvah of it's keneged makas becharis, and makas becharis the Torah emphasized it was anivel eshliach, so mida keneged mida, we do it in that way as well. What came to mind is a few things, but just one is bava mitzia daf pei vav amid beis. The Gemara says tanan v'rabbi Yishmael b'schar shloisha zochul d'shloisha, that in the schar of the three mitzvahs that Avraham Avinu did when the Aravim came to him in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, so the Yidden was three matanas toivos. Bischar chema v'chalav zachul aman. Bischar v'hu oy medaleim zachul amud ha'anan. Bischar yukach na mad mayim zachul be'era shal Miriam. But the Gemara says that if you look a little bit more carefully, Avram Avinu didn't do everything by himself. Omer Avida Mera. Kol mash asa Avram l'malachi ashor is ba'atzmoy. It's true, there was a schar. But asa kadosh baruch hu levonav ba'atzmoy. V'chol mash asa Avram al yidei shliach. Also, Hakadosh Baruch Hu levana v'ayidei shliach. Vela bakar rotz Avram. Avram Avinu ran to the bakar by himself. V'ruach meiseo mei'es Hashem. V'ayika chema v'chelev. He did it by himself. Hineni mamtir lochem lechem en hashamayim. The man came from Hakadosh Baruch. Hineni mamtir lochem. V'hu oimed aleim tachas ha'etz. Hineni oimed lefanecha sham al atzor. I'm skipping. Yukach no ma'at mayim. But when it came to the mayim, Avram Avinu didn't give the mayim to the Malachi Asharis by himself. It was only yukach no ma'at mayim. V'kisa b'tzor. V'yatzim menu mayim. It all came out of the Moshe Rabbeinu. So whatever Avram did by himself, ani v'lo yishliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back ani v'lo yishliach. Whatever Avram Avinu did al yidei shliach, such as yukach no ma'at mayim. So what did I... The Yidden got punished for it on some level. They didn't get the hatava in the same way. They got al yidei shliach as well. So here you have whatever Avram Avinu does by himself, he Klai Yisrael got back anivel shliach. Whatever Avram Avinu did as shliach, Klai Yisrael got back al yidei shliach. In this Chassam Sofer, it's the reverse. That we too, we go with the same mahalach of mida keneged mida. Makas becharis was anivel shliach. So there was an idea of mida keneged mida, give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the flip side. Give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a aniva lo yishliach digway. There's more to talk about in this Gemara. Every time you see the words shchita ksheir bizar, that means raid. Either way, we'll wait till the end of the daf, and we'll speak a little bit more right about that. But for now, another Gemara. Anytime it says in Kachin, the words Torah and the words Chukah, what it means is that the aforementioned, or the halacha that's going to be mentioned, is La'akev. So sometimes Psukim in the context of Kachim are only the mitzvah. It's like Katchiva, Shiore mitzvah. There are certain things that are La'akev. Said, Rab, I'll give you a good rule. Anytime it says Torah v'chukah, ein el-la'ak. It says the Gemara, that you need the word Torah and you need the word chukah. An example of that is, Kedichsev, Zoyz chukas ha-Torah. At the beginning of Parashas chukas, in the context of the Parah Adumah, it says Torah, it says chukah, Zoyz chukas ha-Torah. Everything is ma'akev by the Parah Adumah. And that was what Rab was trying to say. That anytime it says Torah, chukah, it's ma'akev. Simen notas yakma. Very Nazar fake the Gemara. So, like, Siva be'ala Torah. By Nazar, it says the word Torah. Zoyz Torah sa Nazar. Va'amar Rav, Tanufa ben Nazar ma'akva. And Tanufa's ma'akev. Why is it ma'akev? It doesn't say Torah and Chukah. If the rule is Torah and Chukah is ma'akev, it sounds like if it doesn't say Torah and Chukah, it's not ma'akev. So, by the Nazar, it says only Torah, doesn't say Chukah. And still, Tanufa, which is one of the mitzvahs by the Nazar, is ma'akev. Shani Hasam, Kim in the Chsiv, Kain Yasa. It says Kain Yasa al Torah's Nizroi. Command the Chsiv about Chukah Dami. Kain Yasa is the equivalent of Chukah. And therefore, even though it doesn't say chukah, but it says something that rhymes with chukah, so to speak, a synonym of chukah, and that too would be enough. Hare toida freit the Gemara, the Lake Siva be ela toira. By toida, it says also the word toida. It says, v'zois toiras zevach hashlamim, and then the Torah says, v'mal toida yakrivenu. So now we learn to the Mishnah, bosh, but toida ma'akim says that the four breads, the four types of breads by the Karmen toida were ma'akim. Why is it ma'akim? It only says toira. Shani toira, the iskash toida, the iskash lenazir. Although it doesn't say toira v'chukah by the Karmen toida, but the toidas iskish lenazir, the chsiv al zevach toidas shlomov, in the context of the toida, what shlomov loshen rabbim, v'amamar shlomov the rabbis, shalmi nazir, and we just said that by the nazir, even though it doesn't say chuk, it says ken yasa, so just like by the nazir, the mitzvah sama akiv, so too by the toida, it's going to be makiv, so very mitzvah, third kash, like chsiv al toira, it says zois tia teira sa mitzvah, b'yam terasa, and it doesn't say the word chuk over there, tanan, arba minim, shebe mitzvah, ma'akvin, the four minim by the mitzvah, arba akim, what are the four minim by the mitzvah, Rashi says the eight Zerif, the Shnit Toilas, the Ezav and the Tzipoirim. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Kim the Chsiv, Zois Tia, Teres HaMetzayr. The word Tia also was Kaman the Chsiv Bechukodami. Varyem HaKippurim. What about the way the Yom Kippur? Like Chsiv Bechukah. So the first three kashas were from Parshias that it says Torah. The parsha of Nazir, of Toida Mitzvah. Now we have where it only says Chukah, the Avodah on Yom Kippur. It says, but it doesn't say the word Torah anywhere in the parsha of Yom Kippur. Tanan, Shnei Sir Yom Kippurim, Ma'akvin Zezah, says the Gemara, you're right. Elo, oi Torah, oi Chukah. What Rav meant was not it has to say Torah and Chukah. What it means is, oi Torah, oi Chukah. If it says Torah or Chukah. And if that's the case, you don't have to come on to the three terutzim that we said for the Toida, the Nazir, and the Mitzvah. Because it says Torah. Torah is enough to be ma'akev. It says Torah in those three parashiyos. It says chuk in the parashiyos of Yom Kippur. Therefore, the halachas and the respective parashiyos are all ma'akev. Very shar karbonos. Perfect Gemara. All karbonos. It also says the word Torah. Dechsev bu Torah. V'lei ma'akev. There's a lot of protein in the avodas of shar karbonos that are ma'akev. Even though it says Torah. Which pasuk? Zoysat Torah lo'ilo l'mincha l'chatas la'ashon la'meilum l'zevach hashlam. That's Hekeisha de Rabbi Yoina. That's the pasuk where all the karbonos ahukish la'adadi. But the point is, it says the word Torah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Torah by chuka. Chuka loy by Torah. You have to say that Torah in and of itself doesn't really do much for you. Chuka in and of itself is ma'akev. Faith, the Gemara of Torah v'chuka ka'amar. But the problem is, Rav said Torah and chuka. And Manavshach, what did he mean? Either he meant oy Torah, oy chuka, or he meant Torah v'chukah. He meant the two of them together. But the point is how could you tell me that Torah is by chukah and chukah is like by Torah? So the Gemara says, Hachi kamer, afal gaf techsiv Torah, iksiv chukah in v'loiloi. So the Gemara is madchik a little bit, just pashup shan in what this means. What it means to say is that if it says the word chukah, that in and of itself means it's ma'akev. But if it says the word Torah, Torah in and of itself does not mean li'ikuv. Afreit the Gemara, v'ari mincha, techsiv b'chukah, by mincha it says chukah, v'amer rav kamok m'shichzah kosev b'Torah. Wherever you have a shina kosov la'akev by mincha, wherever the Torah chads it over something twice by a carbon mincha, it means it's ma'akev. Hichzer in loy hichzer loy. It sounds like only if there's a shina hakosov la'akev do we say it's ma'akev. But if there's no shina hakosov la'akev, then it's not ma'akev. What's the kasha? It says chukah. You're telling me wherever it says the word chukah, such as by the avodah on Yom Kippur, it's like Torah is by chukah. Okay, but chukah is by Torah. If that's the case, why do you need shina kosov la'akev by a mincha? Doesn't it anyway say chukah by a mincha? So the Gemara says shani hasam dechich siva chukah. A'achila k'siva. It's true, it says chukah by the Karban Mincha. But where does it say the word chukah? It says, kol zachar b'vnei aharoin yoichlena chakaylam l'dayr esechem. It's talking about the achil of the shiari mincha. The shiari mincha is shiari mitzvah. You can't tell me that when it says the word chukah in the context of mincha, it means la'akev. Because the achilas hashirayim we know for a fact is not ma'akev. So there's no way then that word chukah suggests any ikuv even with regards to other halachas by the mincha. You're right, the word chukah is mentioned in the parasha mincha, but it's mentioned in a part of the mincha that we know is not ma'akev. Thus, there's no gilui on the rest of the avodah mincha to tell me it's ma'akev. It says chukah by the lechem aponim, and it says it by the achila. The pasuk is v'hoysel aharon u'levanu va'achilu. So says the word chukah. Time we learned in the Mishnah, shnei storim akvezeze, shnei bezicha akvezeze, hastorim v'habezicha akvezeze. This is not really our suga, but ma'akvim, ma'akvim, ma'akvim. It says it three times, not just shina la'akev. Three times it says in this brisa la'akev. And based on, clearly, the fact that it says chukah. But where does it say chukah? By the eating of the lechem aponim. I thought eating is in itself not ma'akev, so the word chukah in the parash of Achila can't suggest ikuv as well. Ella says the Gemara, what do you have to say? What do you see from lechem aponim? Kolecha d'chsiva achila, kulum milsa k'siva. That even though it says the word chukah in the parash of Achila, but really it means the entire parash. If that's the case, so again, what's the kasha? The kasha is it says chukah by mincha as well. So what's the kasha? How Rav says, kol makom, anytime you have shina kasav la'akev by the carbon mincha, it's ma'akev. What do you mean? I thought the rule is, wherever it says chukah, it's la'akev. That was what Rav said. Rav said, wherever it says Torah or chukah, and these are two members of Rav. Rav said, wherever it says Torah or chukah means la'akev. Even though Torah is by chukah, chukah is by Torah. And the Rai is from Davoid and Yom Kippur. Davoid and Yom Kippur, everything was ma'akev, even though it only says chukah. Chukah is ma'akev. It says chukah by the mincha, and Rav said that the only time something's ma'akev by the mincha is if it's shina kasav la'akev. So what's tutzachta? How do you reconcile shitas Rav? Again, wherever it says chukah, it's ma'akev. It says chukah by a mincha. That would mean everything by the mincha is ma'akev. Yet Rav said, you want to know when something's ma'akev by a mincha? The Torah says it twice. If it's shina kasav la'akev. It says chukah. Shouldn't chukah. And don't tell me because it says chukah by achila. Because I know from the parish of Lechem Aponim that chukah by achila is eichet la'akiv. Ella says the Gemara, you have to say that the mincha is different. Shani hasam, the amakra migirsha umishamba. And from the words girsha vishamba, we had this earlier in the Masechta, we learned that the shear of soiles, of geresh, and the shear of shemen, of oil, is ma'akev. If it was chiser, if it was yes, it's a problem. Frank Rav, so Rav was very bothered. Why do I need a pasuk for that? Migir shah, with the ma'apakeh, umishamna, what do I need it for? L'chayra, girsha v'shamna, is anyways ma'akev. Why? Chukah, elamai, girsha v'shamna, is a raya, or a gilui, more accurately, that the word chukah by the mincha doesn't suggest la'akev. So when is something ma'akev? If it's shina kasev, then it's going to be ma'akev. But otherwise, it's not going to be me'akev. More along the same thing. Gufa, amar rab, kol makom sheichsech la'akasev, b'toyras, mincha, ina la'akev. Wherever you have something twice by a mincha, it's ma'akev. Again, ayat says chukah, and is the chukah anyways ma'akev? Didn't Rav himself say that? Not by mincha. Because girsha v'shamna is megala to us that when it comes to a carbon mincha, chukah is not la'akev. Shmuel argued with Rav. Shmuel said, gerish v'shamna ma'akev, vein da'varach ma'akev. There's two things by a mincha that's ma'akev. The sheer gerish and the sheer shet. How do you know that? It says migarsha mishamna. But everything else, even if it's shina kosav la'akiv, is not ma'akiv. Freik the Gemara, the Shmuel, I forgot the ton of b'krol, they ma'akiv, is that possible? What, there's no concept of shina kosav la'akiv when it comes to a karbi mincha, elo kolecha the ton of b'krol, vadi ma'akiv. Wherever there's a shina kosav la'akiv, of course it's ma'akiv. V'hocha b'meloi kumtsoi, b'kumtsoi komifligi. Machlekes over here is with regards to the meloi kumtsoi b'kumtsoi. What does that mean? Meaning, avada Shmuel agrees to Rav's statement of Shina HaKosav La'akev, that if something is mentioned twice by the Karban Mincha, it's going to be ma'akev. When Shmuel said that only Garsha V'shamna, he seems to be unsure, insecure about this idea of Shina HaKosav La'akev by Mincha. He's referring to a certain type of Shina HaKosav, not all Shina HaKosav La'akev, but a certain type of Shina HaKosav La'akev, such as Meloi Kumtzai, Bekumtzai. What does that mean? What's the this riddle? The Tanya. Maloi kumtsoi, bik kumtsoi. So one place when the Torah mentions koimitz, it says maloi kumtsoi. Another place the Torah mentions bik kumtsoi. And we learn from there, shalayasem midal koimitz, that the koyin wasn't allowed to see what his sheer kmitz is. Let's say the koyin's practicing at home. So he's trying, right, it's a hard avoider. So he wants to know how big his koimitz is. He figured out the size of his koimitz. Could he go into the Beis HaMikdash when it comes time to do the kmitzah, and instead of physically sticking his hand in, maybe he should just measure with a cup the shear of the kmitzah and stick it in his hand. Boom, I have it. That was easy. So why does he have to actually do the kmitzah with his hand? So that's what we learn from here. Shalo yasena mida l'koymetz. It's learned out from Meloy kumtzay b'kor. Rav Savar, Rav Hold, Honam etonay kor. That this halach is ma'akev. Tichsev, because there's another pasuk. Vayakrev es ha-mincha, vayimal echapa mimena. That's talking about a real-time example of when a korban mincha was brought with the kmitzah. It's playing out. It's not ma'akiv because there's no shina kos of la'akiv. What do you mean? It says the Torah is suggesting he actually did it with his hand. So isn't that a shina hakosiv? You have maloi kumtza bekumtzoi. Drasha number one, and then you have the yamale samincha vayakriv samincha v'yamale chabim mimeno. Drasha number two. Says Shmuel, no. Doiris Mishalei Afinan. One, the second pasuk was Shah. It was talking about a very specific mincha, a mincha that was kachay Shah that would never be brought again. It was a mincha that was brought by Yehi by Yoy Mashmini, by Yoim Chanukas Amishkan. And being that Doiris Mishalei Afinan, you don't have it. So when Shmuel said that, I disagree with you, Rav, that Kol Makim Shehichsa Lacha Kasa Betairis Amincha Inalak, he wasn't disagreeing with the principle. Of course he agrees. Shina Kasa Vakiv, it's true even by a Karbim Mincha. He was disagreeing with a certain type of application of this principle. What would be if you have two psukim, it's a shina kos of lakiv, one of them is mentioned in the context of kachay doiros, the other one is mentioned in the context of kachay shah. Would that be enough to say you have a shina kos of lakiv? Rav is saying kol mokoyim. Hakol the rabbis, even when one is kachi shal, one is kachi dairis. L'may nafgemino shaleyasem mida lekoymitz is ma'akev. Shmuel holds that no, not kol makan. I agree with the idea, but they would have to be both kachi dairis. If one was kachi shal, one was kachi dairis. Not because dairis misha lo yalfinan. Very the gemara v'lo yalif Shmuel dairis misha. Is that true? The Shmuel hold you can't learn kachi dairis mi kachi shal. Thus, you don't have a shina kasev la'akev. But now we learn to the mishnah zvachin daf pei. Keli that was used for liquid could be mekadesh a liquid in the Beis HaMikdash. Umidas yovish, mekachin es hayovish. And kelim that were used for dry things, such as a mincha, can be mekadesh a yovish. Ve'en kli alach mekachin es hayovish, ve'umidas yovish, mekadesh alach. So for example, Dan had Kedusha. Kabbalah had to be done with a klisharis. So what if you used one of the midai sayovish, one of the kalim that were really miyuchad, more for the karban mincha, and you were mekabel the dam with that? Is that going to give the dam the necessary kedusha that it needs for you to be able to do this rika? Or about the reverse? You have a karban mincha, and you took the mincha, and you put it into a mizrak that was used to be mekabel dam. Does it get to kedusha or not? So that's this mission. Kli alach mekachin es alach, midas yovish mekachin es hayovish. Then kli alach mekachin es hayovish, midas yovish mekachin es hayovish. But Shmuel came and he added a very important caveat to this mishnah. He said, "Lo yishanu ela midos, avu mizrakos." If you have a mizrak, the halach is different mekachin, meaning the mizrak that was used for Kabbalah Saddam and Fizrika Saddam was able to be used to be Mekadosh the Korban Mincha. And he said, you know, I know that. I know it from a pasuk. The Chsiv, a pasuk that we all know. It talks about the Nesiim, the Korbanos that the Nesiim brought. And the pasuk says, V'korbanei karas kesef achas shloishim u'meya mishgala mizrak echad kesef. So you're dealing with a mizrak. Listen carefully. Shivim shekel b'shekel akodesh. That's how much this mizrak weighs. It's a mizrak. A mizrak is used for zrika, right? Thus, it's called mizrak. Mileim soilus belula b'shem of the mincha. It was used for the minchas. You heard this pasuk 1,000 times, but now you know the rest of the story. You have a mizrak that's used for zrika. It's mileim soilus. What's going on? It's a kli alach. How's it being mekadesh yovish? So said Shmuel that even though the Mishnah says that en kli alach mekachin es hayovish, v'lo midas yovish mekachin es alach, there is one exception to the rule. The Mizrakos could be Mekadosh Adav Yavesh. It's a pasuk in the Torah. What's the Gemara's kasha? It's Kodesh Shah. the karbanis that the Nasiim brought were kach yesha. I thought Shmuel shita is lo yalfin on dairis misha. So just like Shmuel didn't want to learn from the pasuk vayakir esam mincha v'yichmali chapim mimeno, that it's ma'akiv, that that's the shina kasav la'akiv, that the kohen has to do the kmitza with his hand, that he can't measure his kohen and stick it in his hand and then do what he needs to do. No, because that's kach yesha. Malert nishvin kach yesha. The same Shmuel, the shita say, is learning from kach yesha. He learns a chiddush naira, that even though the Mishnah says ain klei hayilach mikadosh es hayavish, but the Mizrach was able to mikadosh the mincha. How does he know that? He says it happened. When did it happen? Kach yesha. I thought you can't learn from kach yesha. So the Gemara says shani hasam the tana beikra traces him. Then so there's something right. You have a shina hakasav le'akev. You've heard of shloisha ksuvim haban ke'echad malamdin or ain malamdin. We've had some of the fours, right? We had recently, something was mentioned in the Torah four times. But here, you have something that's mentioned in the Torah 12 times. 12 times the Torah mentions it. I hear that already is a giloy that you can learn from there. Amalei Rav Kana Rav Asi the Rav. Rav Kana Rav Asi both asked Rav. Arei HaGosha, the Tanah Berakov, Lema Akva. Rav said that every time it says something twice in the parasha of the Mincha, it's Ma'akiv. HaGosha, it says twice. The mitzvah of Hagasha. It's not Mach. So what's the mitzvah of Hagasha? So Hagasha was one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah. Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Loi higish, it's going to be kasha. But like Achili, you're supposed to do Hagasha. Hagasha was known every mincha. The Kayan would take the mincha before the kmitza. So he has the klishares, and he has the soiles, and the shaman, and the levoina. And before he did the kmitza, he would take the entire klishares and bring it to the mizbech. He would physically put it on the mizbech. Take it off the mizbech, and then he did the kmitza. It was known as the mitzvah of Hagasha. The Mishnah said it's not ma'akid. Lo higish is one of the things that are kosher. Either way, Hagasha is tana beikra, and the Mishnah said it's not ma'akid. So the Gemara says, not tana be. Where do you find that it was tana beikra? Where's the shina kosav la'akid? It says, vayikra perik vav pasuk zayin, v'zois teras ha-mincha hakri v'yisa b'nei ha-harin l'fnei Hashem. So you have to work with the v'chudu over here. So the first, that's the first mention of it. V'zois teras ha-mincha hakri v'yisa and then in Vayikra Perik Beis Pasuk Ches, which is really earlier, it says Veheveso es hamincha veikriva elakoyin vehigisha lamizbeach. It says it twice, and it's not ma'akiv. That's the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Ayet shina kasav la'akiv. So the Gemara says ahu likbay lamakoyim hu deyasa. The only time you say shina kasav la'akiv is where the pasuk is extra. It's a superfluous pasuk. There's no rational explanation for why the Torah mentioned it twice, other than to tell me that it's ma'akev. But if there's any halacha that's learned out from the second mention of the pasuk, so then you don't have any right to use it for a shina kosav la'akev. Says the Gemara that this pasuk of Heveso es hamincha, these psukim that we're discussing over here are not extra, because I learn a halacha from one that I wouldn't know from the other. What halacha? I know the kfiyas makom. The Torah just speaks in general terms. Take the mincha, put it on the mizbeach. Which part of the mizbeach? We know makom on the mizbeach mattered. Zrika b'mkaymai, zrika shalai b'mkaymai. This you saw, that you saw. Lamayla michot asikra, lamata michot asikra. So makom is a very big deal when it comes to kachim. But the Torah never told me where to do the hagash. It's these two psukim that are megala to us where the makom is. The point is, the punchline is going to be, it's not extra, thus you don't have a shina kasav la'akiv, that's why Hagasha is not ma'akiv. What's this makom? Where do you see it in this pasuk? The Tanya learned to the Brisa. So the pasuk says, l'fnei Hashem, hakriv oisa b'nei aharon, l'fnei Hashem, el p'nei ha-mizbeach. Yochel, based on l'fnei Hashem, I would have thought you should do a b'mayrev. Why b'mayrev? So you have a picture on the Amid, because when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, so you walked in Mizrach, and you were going towards Mayrev. So the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was on the Ma'ariv side. So El Pnei Hashem would be towards Ma'ariv. So you would think that you should do the Hagasha on the part of the Mizbeach that's facing Ma'ariv. But the pasuk also says El Pnei Mizbeach. Pnei Mizbeach, literally the face of the Mizbeach, the front of the Mizbeach. What's the front of the Mizbeach? That's always the ramp. Pnei Mizbeach means the ramp of the Mizbeach. And the ramp, the Mizbeach itself, went from Darim to Tzafin. The ramp was on the Darim side. The Mizbeach itself was on the Tzafin side, but it traveled south to north. So if you walked in to the Beis HaMikdash, you were walking east to west. The Mizbeach was horizontal, and it went from Doroim to Tzafoin, from south to north. So the Lifnei Hashem is going to be Meirev. The Pnei Mizbeach is going to be Dorim. So what's going on over here? Lifnei Hashem suggests Meirev. Pnei Mizbeach suggests, you Pnei Mizbeach, Yochab Dorim, Tamalim Lifnei Hashem. Okay, so that's, how do you make sense of these two things? Magisha Bekerim, Dorim is Marovis, Keneged Chudosh Al-Kerim, Vida. You did it on the corner. Which corner? Marovis, Me deroimis. So the point is that extra pasuk of Hakru Vayitul Pnei Aharon Lifnei Hashem Pnei Mizbeach is teaching me something I wouldn't know. It's not Shina Kosav Lakiv. The fact that the Torah mentions Lifnei Hashem Pnei Mizbeach, that is the makar. It's from there that I know this idea of my Rabbis deroimis. Rabbi Eliezer Omer says the Gemara. By the way, let's just finish the brayso. Rabbi Eliezer holds not that way. You don't have to do it on the Karen. Yochel, I would have thought Yagid Shalom Marav Shal Karen. Anytime you have two psukim, if you mekayim one of them, you could be mekayim the other one. But if you mekayim the other one, you can't be mekayim the other. It's basic logic. If you have two psukim, and you can interpret the psukim two ways. One way, you'll be mekayim everything. The other way, you're not going to be mekayim everything. So what do? Manichen eshe mekayim matzmayo mevatol chavera. You leave the one that's mevatol chavera. V'toifsin eshe mekayim matzmayim chavera. Says Rabbi Eliezer, I'll apply it to this pasuk. K'shato emer l'fnei Hashem, when it says l'fnei Hashem, b'mayriv, if you were going to do it b'mayriv, based on l'fnei Hashem, b'talto p'nei Hamizbech. There's no way to be mekayim dorim. There's no way to be mekayim p'nei Hamizbech. But b'dorim, but if you're going to do the hagosha on dorim, you could be mekayim lefnei Hashem. No, as Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't have to do it on the corner of deroimis maravis. You could just do it on darim. And by doing it on darim, that in and of itself will be enough. How will you be mekayim this? We had this in Zvachim. Rabbi Eliezer holds like that shita that the mizbeach wasn't in the midpoint between tzafen and darim, but rather the entire mizbeach was on the tzafen side. Which means that when you walked out of the heichel, if the kohen was walking outside of the heichel, if he would put the mincha on the darim side of the mizbeach, then it would come out he's being mekayim lefnei Hashem, because the darim side of the mizbeach is facing the entrance. If the mizbeach is smack in middle between darim and tzafen, then when he walks out of the heichal, he's not al pnei hamizbeach. He's only al pnei hamizbeach if he goes all the way around and he gets to the ramp. But if the entire mizbeach is on tzafen, then when he walks out of the heichal, he makes a left turn. Boom! He hits darim. So Meirev is lifnei Hashem, and darim is also lifnei Hashem. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to do it on the chuda, on the corner of Meirev is deroimis, in order to be able to be mekayim al pnei hamizbeach and lifnei Hashem. As long as you do it on darim, that in and of itself would be enough for you to be able to be mekayim both. Exhale. So before we end, just to go back and speak out one ha'ara, maybe two ha'aras, but one ha'ara for sure, with regards to the idea of shechita l'avavoyde. So again, shechita l'avavoyde comes out throughout Shas, and just one ha'ara as it relates to shechita l'avavoyde. Makshim ha'olam, the Velt asks Akasha on this idea from a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Achrimais. The Medrash Rabbah is discussing the Yidden that were living in the Midbar. And the Medrash brings Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the Yidden in the Midbar were not allowed to eat Basar Taiva, and says the Medrash, Leficha Chesira Nakosav, that if somebody wanted to eat meat when they were in the Midbar, what they have to do? The Torah says, Shiu Mevim Karbon Esen L'Kayin. They had to bring a carbon. They had no other choice. So they would take the carbon, go to the Mishkan, and hand it over to the Kayin. V'hakoyin Shoichet, the Kayin would do the Shrita, Umekabel, and he would do the Kabbalah. An interesting Medrash. Afal Pisha Bailam Yoishvin Umechashvin Kol Yoim. And even if the Bailam was sitting and they were having all the Shavas in the world, nobody cares, because all that matters is what the Shaykhid is thinking. This is not like Rabbi Lazar that holds Shamati Shabbailam Afaglan. But the bottom line is, it says the Medrash that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, if they wanted to eat meat, what they do, they would take their animal, they would bring it to the Mishkan, hand it over to the Kohen. The HaKohen Shoichet, the Kohen would do the Shechita, Umekabel, and that's the way they were able to eat flesh. Makshim Ha'olam, why did the Kohen have to do the Shechita? Shechita Kshera, bizarre. So I saw in the Torah Tamima, in the beginning of Vayikra, right in the beginning, when the Torah mentions Shechita for the first time by the Karben Oyla, he asks this Kasha, and says the Torah Tamima, a Gishmak Teretz, based on a Tosfos that's mentioned throughout Zvachim and Monachas, B'shem the Rimei Orlinish, also known as the Rimei Orleans. So Tosfos brings from one of the Bali Tosfos, the Rimei Orlinish, who said, well, what's the reason Shechita Lavavoyde? Kapola Zaylacha, Haylacha is an Avoidus, Rika Zaylacha, Haktorah is an Avoidus. These are all Avoidus. So why is it that Shechita lav Avoidi? Why should Shechita not be Avoidus? See, he said very simple. Because the truth is, anytime you eat from a carbon or from an animal, even Chulin, you have to do Shechita. Shechita is not something that's unique to Kachin. Anytime you want to eat an animal, you shecht, right? Mesechtes Chulin starts with Hakol Shechtin. That's the first Mishnah. Mesechtes Chulin also talks about Shechita, right? We're going to learn the sugyas of Shechita all over again when we learn Mesechtes Chulin, Yes Hashem. Because Chulin starts with Shechita. That's where all the technical parts of Shechita are. Shechita is something that's not unique to Kachin. It's true by Chulin as well. So said the Rimeir Leinish that you want to know why Shechita lav avaydihi. Because every animal, if ordered to be machsherit la'achila, needs Shechita. Thus, it makes sense to say that the reason you're shechting this animal is not mitzad the avoida. It's mitzad because Kachin's no different than Chulin. And just like Chulin, you need to be machsher al yedei Shechita, Shechita's beisimonim. So too, when it comes to Kachin, it's the same thing. But this is the Chulin aspect of the preparation of this carbon. It's not so, Kabbalah, there's no Kabbalah by Chulin. There's no Haylacha by Chulin. There's no Zrika by Chulin. Thus, it's unique to the carbon, which tells me it's an Avoida. But Shechita, which you have by Chulin as well, it's not Mistaber, said the Rima Yerlein. That's how Chazal knew that Shechita lav Avoidi, because you find it by Chulin as well. Says the Torah Tumima, we know there's a Sugya Mesachtes Chulin, a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. We often speak out Shechita's Rabbi Shmuel, but what we need now is Shechita's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held that when the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, they were allowed to eat Basar Nechira. In English, that means they didn't have to do Shechita. This concept of Shechita was a Chiddush that was Nischadesh when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. But the 40 years that the Yidden were living in the Midbar, a Chiddush, if you're not familiar with the Gemara, Mesechtes Chulin, but it's a Gemara, it's Shechita's Rabbi Akiva, Halachic Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva said that with the 40 years the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were allowed to eat Pasa Nechira. There was no Shechita. Says the Torah Tumima, let's do the back of the envelope arithmetic. The Rimei or Leinish said, why is Shechita lav Avoidi? Because there was Shechita by Chulin. But when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was no Shechita by Chulin. So when the Torah says Shechita in the Midbar, what does it mean? Because that's the way you prepare meat. It's not true. It's not the way you prepare meat. Elamai, Shechita is no different than Kabbalah Lachas Rika. It's unique to Kachin. If it's unique to Kachin, then it's an Avoida. So says the Torah Tumim, it's true Shechita Lav Avoidahi. But that was only once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, then Shechita was Lav Avoidahi. But when the Yidden were in the Midbar, Zil Basar Taima. Over there was no Shechita Schulin. So if there was no Shechita Schulin, it comes out the Shechita was unique to Kachin. If it was unique to Kachin, then Shechita was going to be Avoida. This Medrash Rab over here, Parshas Achrimos, is describing the Mishkan. It's describing what went on when the Yidden were in the Midbar. When they were in the Midbar, they would take their carbon, they would bring it to the Kohen. V'akohen shoychit. Yeah, then the Kohen had to do the Shechita. Because then Shechita was an Avoida, but it was only when the Yidden were in the Midbar. The Gemara is throughout Zvachim HaMenachis that say Shechita Lav Avoidi, that's of course talking about L'maisa L'halacha in the Beis HaMikdash, over there, where you find the concept of Shechita Schulin, then already Shechita is going to be Lav Avoidi. But I thought it was interesting because it comes out then that there's a chilek in the Avodas HaShechita between the 40 years the Yidden were in the Midbar and when they went into Eretz Yisrael. If you think about it a little bit, it comes out something very interesting. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, if a Yid wanted to bring a carbon, there was no way for him to bring the carbon himself, unless he was a Kohen. But if he wasn't a Kohen, he couldn't be makriv of the carbon. The only thing he can do is be maktish the carbon. That works with the parasha of Nedarim. But beyond that, it's already out of his control. He had to take it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, and he had to hand it over to the Kehanim. There was no role that he himself was allowed to execute. It all had to be done al yidei emtsayim. Al Yidei Kedoshim, Shluchei Didan, Shluchei Derachmana, it had to be done Al Yidei Kohanim. He himself could not play any role in the bringing of his carbon. If he wanted to bring a Bechar, like the Chassam Sofer said, it wasn't something he was able to do. Al Kena Nizai Veach, to show Mida Kenegan Mida, Takadosh Baruch Hu was Anivalo Shliach. It wasn't a possibility. It wasn't something he could do, because Shechita was Psula Bazar. This Chiddush happened when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, now the Tzar, all of a sudden, is able to play a role in the Havah of his own carbon. He's not an innocent bystander anymore. He suddenly was able to play a role. I was thinking, maybe there's a machshov over here. And perhaps based on a piece from Rav Tzadik HaKoyin in Tzidkas HaTzadik, where Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says something unbelievable. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, I'd love to see you, right? He says, I want to see you. And what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? It's not possible. You can't see me. It's not possible. Nobody's allowed to sing. It says Rav Tzaddik HaKoyen that even though Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his madrigas, wasn't allowed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael and there was a Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says, "Shalosh pa'amim bashana yeira kol zechurcha es pnei Yad Hashem." That 3 times a year, every single yid had a mitzvah to be oil regal. And what's the mitzvah to be oil regal? Kederach shabal lirois kach bali rois. That a yid was able to see a kodesh baruch hu. Lirois lirois yeira, right? Both ways. Yeshem lemikri, Yeshem lemesiris. That's one of the places in Shas. So you were able to see a kodesh baruch hu. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see a kodesh baruch hu, and now a pasha to yid all of a sudden has a right to see a kodesh baruch hu. Who says Rav Tzaddik, yeah, because Moshe Rabbeinu lived in Chutz Laretz. He lived in the Midbar, Machne Shechina, Machne Levia. It's true. It's all true. But he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. And because he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, there was a certain closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he never had. And because of that, he was never able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Poshet Yid, who's living Al Admas Kodesh, who's living in Eretz Yisrael, Shalosh Pamim Bashani Yeirah, called Zechurchas Pnei Hashem Alekecha. He's able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there's a different relationship, there's a different connection that a Yid has when he's in Eretz Yisrael versus what a Yid has in Chutz Laretz, even the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. The Rav Tzaddik HaKoyen says that's why the first bracha of Benchin, Hazanas Olam, is all written Beloshen Noichach. The second bracha is Beloshen Nista. What's the first bracha? Hazanas Olam, Kuloi Betuvai, who hate it, right? It's all Beloshen Noichach. Then you start Noidelcha, Alshen Chalta, you're talking straight to HaKadosh Baruch. He says, why? Because who wrote the first bracha of Benchin? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the first bracha in Benchin. Moshe Rabbeinu was all Beloshen Noichach. As much as Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven, he was never able to daven Beloshen, but he couldn't talk straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's all Hazan. It's all Hazan. It's in the third person. Yeshua Ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael. And because Yeshua Ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael, it's already Al Shehin Chalto. And Reb Tzadik has an Arichos, if you want to look it up, it's in Sitka Satzadik, Ois Reish Mem Zayin, Ois Remez. But Reb Tzadik HaKayin says over here that he says there's different Madregas, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alpi the Zohar HaKadosh, there's a Madrega of Ani, there's a Madrega of Ato, and there's a Madrega of Hu. He says the highest Madrega is Hu, where Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyoch, Aye, Kvoy, right? We don't even know where Kadosh Baruch Hu is. But there's a Madrega of Ato. Ato means you could talk straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Madrega of Ato was manifest when the Yidden were in entered Eretz Yisrael. That's what there was a Madrega of Ato. Ato is Lashon, you're talking straight. And because you're talking straight, that's why Yeshua Ben Nun is Al Shen Chalto. Whereas in Chutz Laretz was not that way. That means there's a certain kurva that the Yid had once he entered Eretz Yisrael that he didn't have in the Midbar. So I was thinking maybe when the Yid were in the Midbar, it had to work with them son. They couldn't do it by themselves. A Yid wanted, I want to go do the Shechita. I want to play a role in it. And even though we know Shechita love Avoidi, but of course it's an Avoidi. Keep him a fagel b'shah Shechita. You have to know it's when you say Avoidi, when love Avoidi. But Klisharis and all the Chulis, Mekadosh the Dam Shabbatzavar. If a Kayan does it, it's for sure an Avoidi, the Ragachav. It's not so posh Shechita love Avoidi. But the bottom line is, at some level, love Avoidi. But if a Kayan, if a Tzar wanted to play a role in his own carbon, that wasn't something he had the right to do. Why not? Because he needed Emtsayim. You can't talk straight to Hashem. You don't have the ability to say Baruch Ato Hashem. You don't have a right to see HaKadosh Baruch. You have to hand it over to Shevet Levi. V'loi Shevet Levi Bavad, but that's who you have to hand it over to the Leviim. They're the folk of HaKadosh Baruch, and only they can do it. Once the Yidden enter, even the Poshet Yid, he's already a Mechutin. He already has a little bit of Yichos. Over there, Shechita is going to be Ksher Bazar. If the Tzar wanted to play a role in the bringing of his own carbon, that was something he had a right to do, and we will stop here.